fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 31st day of July, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show with something that I doubt was said very much, probably not at all, within the confines of the White House while Hussein Obama was president. I really doubt that. Probably never. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email, put pledge in the subject line. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's a question. Do you have your night vision? Do you? Just about half of every day, depending on the season, is nighttime. If the criminals know what they're doing, which many of them do when it comes to committing crime, they will come at you at night. So the time to get your night vision is now. First hour on Fridays, we talk about emergency survival communications. We do that with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to become quite knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with emergency survival communications, ham radio, and electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, since I've been doing these guest appearances with Doug Hagman and our friend Steve Van Noon and his wife Yana, we're getting a lot of new people. And I've had 3 questions, 4 questions by email just in the last few days. People want to know what HF radio should they get and where do they get it? So let's start with that, Tom.
Okay, well, I would say if you want to buy something brand new, I would say any of the big ham manufacturers, ICOM, Yaesu, Kenwood, Linco, any of those are actually pretty good. You have to have a budget, and then you have to have some other equipment that goes with it. You need a power supply to run it. Most of these newer radios, there are several that have built-in power supplies where you can just plug it in the wall, but most of those radios require 12 volts to operate, so you need a relatively large power supply. They will take around 25 amps at 12 volts on transmit. So It does require a large power supply. A lot of these radios have matching power supplies that can be purchased from the manufacturer. So you know, you purchase that power supply for that radio, it's going to be a good match and will work properly. A lot of hams make the mistake of getting a power supply that is too small. That works great on receive, John, but if you go to transmit, it either blows a fuse or shuts the power supply down because it's overloaded. The only way around that is to turn transmit power down to a very low level. And so you can do that if you only have a small power supply. You can turn the transmit power down. But as to any specific radio, I'd have a tough time recommending one over the other. They're all pretty darn good.
And I agree. It's like asking a carpenter, what's your favorite tool? But what I'm telling people in these emails is once you have your ham radio license, you'll know which radio that you need to be getting. That's a fairly accurate statement, isn't it?
It is, and many new hams, they start with the technician class, and that will prevent them, in most cases, from getting on the HF frequencies. So they would be looking at 2 meter and, or actually maybe 6 meters and higher. 2 meters, 450 megahertz, radios like that. They'll be looking at in those frequency ranges for the equipment they need to use. Now, they could buy one of the HF systems that also has all the VHF and UHF frequencies that are commonly used included, all in one unit. That is available. They could do that, and then as they upgrade, they'll be able to use the HF part of that radio. So there's all different ways to go with it. Personally, I would buy one of the radio units that will cover all bands from 160 meters up through the VHF and UHF frequencies. So that way, when you do upgrade, you'll be able to use the HF portion of that radio. Plus, they make an excellent shortwave receiver. And I listen to shortwave pretty often, John, and just using my ham equipment, it just works perfect for that. It works really, really good. So that's another benefit of having that type of equipment.
Well, Tom, it is. And, of course, give the listeners maybe two different places that they could make some selections and make some purchases.
Well, I have purchased almost all of my equipment from Ham Radio Outlet and from DX Engineering, Dog X-Ray, DX Engineering. They're in Ohio. I've purchased everything from those two companies. Ham Radio Outlet has numerous stores. They're all over the country. So you can find the one that's closest to you and deal with them or call any of them. It doesn't matter. They'll ship out of the nearest one to you. I usually call the one that's in Atlanta, and that's where I usually go. So I've bought quite a bit of equipment from them.
Right. Well, Tom, I got a special announcement beginning Monday, the 10th of August. That's a week from Monday. I'll be expanding my show by an hour. We'll be starting at 0700 Monday through Friday. Mr. Statmiller and I chatted yesterday, the owner of Republic Broadcasting, and we reached an agreement that this would be a good thing for our Republic Broadcasting and a good thing for me and a good thing for our listeners. So I'll be joining Mr. Statmiller on his show a day or two next week to promote this, and just want to let everybody know that, Tom.
John, that's fantastic. I knew you were talking about doing that. I just had to work out the details, and it sounds like the details have been taken care of.
They have. It's not so much I want to do it, because quite frankly, that hour is an hour that I already have ways to spend that hour. But I'm getting so many requests for interview people to be interviewed, books I'm reading, new products that I'm offering, such as the EMP Shield and so forth, that I really need that extra hour every day to get this information. And I was talking to Mr. Statmiller. I said, John, I'm not sure how long we'll be able to do this with the communist insurrection. The shutdown is coming. The next shutdown, I think, will be far more worse and intrusive than the first shutdown we lived through for, what, was that 2 months, Tom, that we won't live through that thing?
Well, it sure seems that way. And in some cases, many companies, they've closed even longer.
Right, right. So that's what's taking place. And I'll be reaching out to people to help me fill in that extra hour every morning. And it'll be good. It'll be good for everybody. The starting place for ham radio is the ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. I'm there right now. And they have a COVID-19 update. They have the 2020 hurricanes update. And they have a beginning place which says, what is ham radio? It reminds me of the coach at the first day of football training holding up a football, saying, gentlemen, this is a football. You need a beginning point, don't you, Tom?
You really do, and American Radio Relay League, or ARRL, is a good place to start. They've been around for a long, long time, I guess right around 100 years or so, and they're the spokesman for the amateur radio, or ham radio as it's commonly known, for that for everybody that's a licensed ham operator. They're your spokesperson. They're the lobbyist in Washington, D.C. for ham radio issues, and they can help you on a local basis, too. Many times, John, a ham operator will want to set up a tower, some sort of an antenna in their neighborhood, and the neighborhood association will say it's not allowed. And what they don't realize is that ham radio antennas are actually protected, and there are laws that allow them to be put up. Now, a CB antenna, that's a different issue. Big, giant television antennas, things like that, that's a whole different issue, and they can't regulate that. But they really cannot stop a ham radio operator from putting up an antenna, because it's part of the, like we talk about, emergency communications, and it's very crucial to have those antennas. So there are ways to satisfy everybody, and you can reach a compromise to so you're still well-received in the community and still have your antenna. There's all different ways to get the job done, but legally they cannot stop you, and the American Radio Relay League will help you with that. So for that alone, they're very valuable, but they also produce a lot of information to help you get started, and they have publications all the way from elementary up to university level. And some of their books, John, they're used in universities in the electrical engineering departments. They're that good. So anything you would need, they'll be able to supply.
Absolutely. Well, the Hiram Percy Maxim is given credit for a lot of things, including a lot of involvement with ham radio, and I'm pretty sure that he also invented a water-cooled machine gun, if I'm not mistaken here.
It was either him or in his family. It could have been his father, but I think he did have a hands-on job with that weapon.
Yeah, which those would have been used extensively in World War One, and we captured Maxim water-cooled machine guns in Vietnam, of all places. I'm going to do a quick search here.
Hey, John, once you captured those, did you get to try them out?
Okay.
Maybe better not talk about that, huh?
Hiram Stevens Maxim was the, not Hiram Percy Maxim, is the inventor of the Maxim machine gun.
Well, it is in his family. I know that.
Right. So, obviously, there's a blood relation there, and I don't know what it is. Regardless, ARRL has been around for more than a century. I was just looking at that also. And it's a great organization to get started. It is, quite frankly, the place to get started. It really is the place to get started. Let's look at this again here. Ham radio. Okay. Everything you need is right there at the ARRL.org website. Where to find your local ham radio club, which hopefully we'll be having meetings again. Frequently, these local ham radio clubs also do testing. People are always asking me, where can I find people of like mind? I would say 9 out of 10 people involved in ham radio are also interested in preparedness, aren't they, sir?
They really are. And if you go to any of their meetings, you'll find it many times. They'll have their meeting and take care of their issues that they need to talk about. And then the conversations get a little bit more relaxed and informal. And many, many times those conversations will drift right on to preparedness and what's going on currently. And they are a good place to meet like-minded people, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And another bonus, the men and women in these ham radio clubs are always trading, buying and selling, back and forth, and trading high-quality used ham radio equipment at very reasonable prices. Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. They will have equipment they want to maybe trade for something else or sell. Because they're gathering up money to maybe upgrade to something bigger and better, but they may have exactly what you need to get started. So it's a good place to put the word out what you're looking for. And if they don't have what you want, many times these men and women know somebody that does, and they'll get you connected with them, and you can get that equipment pretty quick. And time is short, so if anybody wants to do something like this, I would recommend they get on it right now.
Yeah, scientific theory behind ham radio was presented by James Maxwell, in 1873. In 1901, the first radio communication across the Atlantic Ocean was done by Marconi in 1901, 119 years ago. And then the Amateur Radio Relay League was established in 1914. That would be 106 years ago. So it's been a long time. This technology has been around a long time. It continues to get more and more sophisticated, doesn't it, Tom?
It does, yes. The technology is more sophisticated, but the equipment is easier to use than ever before, and that's why it's so much easier now to get started. In the old days, you had to know a lot. Even at the beginner level, you had to know quite a bit because you had to make all these transmitter adjustments, things like that. You had to know how to do this, or you could cause interference with other radio services that are also using that same frequency spectrum. So that was really important, and they had to make sure that you understood those technical issues. Well, a lot of that's gone out the window. You can buy this equipment now, and other than maybe doing some preliminary adjustments on your antenna system, everything else is pretty much automatic. You don't have to tune the transmitters anymore. They're all broadbanded, and it's just simpler to use. I like it. I really do, John. The old days, I know how to do that stuff, but I don't miss it.
Well, Tom, what Marconi did 119 years ago, broadcasting across the Atlantic Ocean, did he make use of high-frequency radio at that time?
Well, that was on long wave. I don't remember the exact wavelength that they used, but it would have been probably below the broadcast band, which stops at 530 kilohertz. So it would have been in the much lower frequency. They call that long wave, maybe around 3 to 500 kilohertz, somewhere in that range, I think, is where they did that.
Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 31st of July. Today's show is brought to you by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your motor vehicles, other electronic equipment from EMP, check it out at my website. This is what the military buys to protect their equipment, EMP Shield. We're talking to Tom Berryhill about emergency survival communications and the ARRL website, which there's a lot there. You could spend a lot of time at the ARRL website, couldn't you, Tom?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of information there. It's a good place to start, though. And like I said earlier, that you can get any information you need at the elementary level and then all the way up to publications, books, information that is used in electrical engineering departments at universities. So there's a lot of good information there for everybody.
Okay. Let's just put a zip code in there. And let's see. I'm going to put my zip code where I used to live in Kirkwood, 63122. And put search and see what comes up here. And the ARRL has a place where you can, we got 15 clubs come up in close proximity to that zip code. And I just did that randomly. And anybody can do this. You can put your zip code in that little search box and push search, and you'll find whatever ham radio clubs are nearby. It may be one or two really close. You might have to drive some distance depending on where you are, right, Tom?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then there'll be, let's see, this is all public record, so I'm not saying anything out of turn here. This one here, Lewis and Clark Radio Club, Bethalto, Illinois, they have a website, so I can click on there, and then their website comes up, and there's a nice photograph of the Lewis and Clark Bridge, a beautiful new bridge that I've driven across a few times. They've got all kinds of information about the group, about the members they've got there. They have an address, email addresses, no phone numbers, a bunch of email addresses to contact individuals about more information. They've got some repeaters there. Looks like they've got a bunch of repeaters. They have a 2-meter net. Now, that's a lot of these ham clubs, they have a what they call a net check-in. It can be once a week. It could be any time they choose. And they list a couple of them here. Mondays at 2000 hours, it'd be 8 o'clock Central Time in the evening. They give the frequency that they'll be on 2 meters. I've joined on some of those occasionally, Tom. I'm sure you have also, haven't you?
I have in the past, not too much anymore, but I have out here in the country, John, we're spread out a little bit more, but you can still, I know in Sullivan, Missouri, there's a radio club there, and they get on once a week, I believe, and then, of course, there's other activity on there all the time, and then the same over in Rolla, Missouri, so between those two towns, and then I've even checked in on some nets in Columbia, Missouri, and Jefferson City. So there is a lot of clubs that will have those repeaters, and they have their weekly nets, and it's usually just to get on and talk and make sure everybody's equipment's working. Of course, if there's any emergencies or anything, everybody springs into action, and it becomes very formal at that point.
Right, right. Well, it can be a ham radio, can be a family affair. The eight-year-old boys and girls can do everything the adults do. So it can be the eight-year-old boys and girls, the moms and dads, the grandparents, and it is frequently a family activity, isn't it?
That's true. There's a lot of families that get heavily involved in this, and the entire family gets their call signs, their FCC licenses, and they all have a radio. The kids like it. The parents like it. It's a great way to stay in touch, and you don't have to worry about the cell phone system going down or anything like that. You can set up your own systems, and it's very reliable.
And great for homeschoolers, especially, the past 4 or 5 months, everybody's been a homeschooler.
That's true.
And it's kind of a side note, but there's going to be a dramatic increase in homeschooling as a consequence of the Chinese flu. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the last day of July the 31st. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Put it in your browser. Do not use a search engine. You may end up at thelibertyman.net, which is for event planners only. That's all that's for. It's not meant for the general public. So that's how you get to my website. Great news. We have the Daily Up Intelligence Briefing back up and running, updated pretty much 7 days a week by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. If you want to know what's going on in the world, this is a great place to do it. You can pick and choose whatever part of the world you want to study up on. We continue to get new postings at the Communist Agenda Exposed, U.S. protests and insurrection, and of course the COVID-19 updates. There's lots there. There's a lot there. A lot of great information, well-researched information. Also, my website, if you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You do. No matter what the pain is, arthritis or otherwise, you need an energy cleaner. If you're not sleeping as good as a small child every night, like I do, you need an energy cleaner also. It's a lot for $285, it's a lot. Are you a doubting Thomas? You think, man, how can this little black plastic box with 9 flashlight batteries do something that my medical doctors and these pharmaceutical products can't? Well, it can. And if you still doubt it, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. That's from me to you personally. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Why do I like PayPal so much? That's because it's the most secure way to make any payment online. Last but not least, toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice, slowly. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Talking about emergency survival communications with Tom Berryhill. Tom, we got a caller and hold here. We got Mark in New York. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, gentlemen. I was wondering, regarding the topic of EMP, has this ever been brought up? A meteorite, a large meteorite impact explosion causing an EMP.
We have no knowledge that that can happen, Mark. I've been looking at EMP for years. I have 3 EMP-proof vehicles that I started modifying back in the late 80s and early 90s, I should say, mid-90s. And I've interviewed Dr. Peter Pry. I've read Dr. Pry's report from the EMP Commission. And Tom, do you have any follow-up? I'm not aware of a meteorite causing that kind of electronic pulse. Are you, sir?
No, I'm not, John. It could possibly ionize the atmosphere and actually help radio communications to increase the distance of the signal. So that does happen. As a matter of fact, the meteor showers that happen during the summer months, the ham operators will take advantage of those and actually, they call it meteor scatter, and they will actually use that ionized atmosphere to extend their range. It's kind of an interesting thing, the way that works.
Right. That's in August, typically about 10 days, 14 days in August. I hope we answered your question there, Mark.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. A lot of people are coming to the table late. I'm not sure what the availability of radios is at the various distributors, dealers. I know that anything and everything to do with preparedness is experiencing dramatic increases in demand. I've had to stop offering the Berkey water filters for sale. I found out from Professor McCanny that the steel, stainless steel containers that the filters go inside, they come from India, and they're no longer shipping from India. We don't know if or when they'll be shipping them again. So I refunded all the money I'd accepted for orders on all the Berkey filters, and I'm no longer taking orders, Tom. I have no doubt there's an increased demand for ham radios. I simply don't know if supply is still able to meet the demand. Do you, Tom?
I don't know, John. I really don't. So far, anything I've needed, I've been able to get. And most of the time, it's accessories, not too much the radios themselves, but accessories and parts, things like that. And I've not had too much trouble with that. I buy a lot on the used market, too, as needed. If I need some components or pieces or accessories, I'll look on the various websites that deal with that, you know, the ham operators use, and I will find usually what I need in a pretty short period of time as used equipment. But I think if you shop around, you can find most everything you need right now.
Well, like I say, I don't know because I haven't looked into it. I know that there's been tremendous pressure on long-term storage food, on anything to do with firearms and ammunition, and probably other items that I'm not even thinking about right now. I know the water filters, obviously. So people are coming to the game late, and they procrastinated. And what's that old saying, Tom? He who hesitates is lost.
That's right.
And and there's a saying in the infantry, there's two kinds of people on the battlefield, the quick and the dead. Being quick doesn't necessarily mean you'll survive, but being slow almost guarantees you won't. So there's lots of sayings to get people's attention. We're in a lull right now. I was talking to, for much of the country, one of our listeners up in New Jersey. They still have a complete lockdown every time. You can't even go inside a restaurant. And I told her, well, we got freedom in Missouri. In my county, nobody wears a mask. And all the restaurants are open and conducting normal business. No social distancing. Thank you very much. Tom, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Tom, I've got a question for you regarding, first of all, John knows I'm getting to be an old guy. I was a weapons mechanic in the 70s, and I have heard of a new system since about 2008. It's kinetic energy weapons using tungsten rods. So I'm wondering what effect heated tungsten might have coming in at 15 or 20 times the speed of sound with the heating of the tungsten. Would that have an effect on radio communication if you had more than one rod?
I don't know. I've never looked into that, John. I just don't know. But I do know one thing. Tungsten is pretty heavy, and it can really withstand some very high heat, and that would be a pretty vicious weapon.
Right, they're called rods of God.
Well, what it's called, it's the rods of God, that's correct.
Right.
And it has a nuclear force explosion with no radiation.
Right. These would be deployed from near space, probably, what, about 300 miles up or so, John?
From what I'm hearing, you know me, okay? They're claiming outer space, with literally kinetic energy and then heating up coming through the ionosphere and, looking literally like a bolt of lightning.
They'd be a long way up.
Right.
They are directed. There's no onboard aiming of these things. They're basically aimed by pointing them at where they want them to hit, is what I believe. I don't believe they have any guidance,
correct,
onboard guidance system.
No, it's basically a 20-foot long, 18-inch diameter tungsten rod.
Are they that big in diameter?
Which I believe, gentlemen, is why the tungsten light bulbs went away, years ago. But it'd be something to look at, Tom. It may have an effect on radio communications.
Well, it would be short duration, only for the time the tungsten was coming through the atmosphere. That would be a good thing.
Well, tungsten's still widely used. I buy tungsten rods, small ones, for my TIG welders. Those are the elements we use for welding, so that they're commonly available.
Well, I know the tungsten light bulbs went away, and we went to mercury vapor and LED, which is a whole nother story. I don't know whether or not you're familiar with that type of, but LED can actually be used for surveillance. So we bring them in, you're bringing surveillance into your home.
I'd like to see the white papers on that. Sorry, John, but I find that hard to believe. How does it do that? What do they claim?
Well, I'm not 100% up on it, but what they claim when you're talking about smart homes with the technology that they have,
there's a possibility, yes. And the last thing I'd want is a smart refrigerator or a smart light bulb. I'll keep the old dumb ones.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the storyline on it. I can't prove it. I haven't looked into it. But we've gone to LED everything. I know that LED has got a flicker rate. They've gone to, and you're an electrical guy, the blue LED lights on the police cars are meant to disorient. They're probably causing more accidents than they're preventing because at night you can't see squat. You're going to run over a cop that's got someone in the road cuffing them, and you can't see. You're going to run them over. So you got blue light bulbs in your phone. Yourself, why did they do that? And then put it in your face in the middle of pitch dark. Anyway, I'm a conspiracy guy. I don't trust any of it.
Well, you know, red light.
If you could look into the.
If you're operating any type of equipment, red lights at night are a lot easier on the eyes, and I know the military uses a lot of those colors for their communication stuff.
Well, am I alone, or do blue lights, are they meant to disorient people?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, if you could.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you both.
Okay, thank you.
I'll see if I can get some kind of white paper on it and get it to you.
Okay, sounds good, John. Let us know.
Call
number is 800. Yes, sir. 800-313-9443. I have noticed that automobiles, I don't know if it's from the manufacturer or aftermarket, have different colored LEDs around the headlight. It's really strange, Tom.
Yeah, they do. I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a off topic here. The topic being emergency survival communications. For you new listeners, if you're just getting started, you don't have to have a license to listen. You want to be able to intercept all the emergency frequencies. That would be the police department, sheriff's department, fire department, paramedics, even the city street workers and utility workers. A good quality scanner. Programmable scanner is what people need, right, Tom?
That's very true. It's important to have the ability to listen to the law enforcement in your local area as well as the utilities. Utility companies would have information that might be helpful as to what's going on out there and in their areas. And the street crews, anything that has to do with the city government, the local and state governments in your area, you could listen into them, and it would be very, very helpful. The downside to it is a lot of that has gone to digital. P25 digital is very popular with the law enforcement, and it can easily be encrypted. And if they encrypt it, there's really no good way to listen in. So you're out of luck.
Another great thing for people getting started is an AM, FM, shortwave, weather band, radio, hand crank. Grundig is a great brand. People ask what to get. Well, get the most expensive one you can. The top of the lines are generally about $80. Plus, there's a bonus. Almost all of them, especially the more expensive ones, you can charge up your cell phone and have a light built in. Some of them even have other features. But I like Grundig as a reliable brand. There's other brands out there. Eton, E-T-O-N is one. But you get at least two of them. And this is a case where one is none and two is one, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. You do need some backup equipment. And also, if you can afford it, purchase something that will give you single sideband capabilities. That way you can listen to government stations that would be on the HF frequencies, as well as all the ham operators. They all use single sideband for the most part. There are some other modes. AM is still used a little bit, but for the most part, it's all single sideband.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know people are scrambling around. There's a sense of urgency, which is well-founded among people, to get as much done as quickly as they can. First day of August is tomorrow. So we have August, September, October. And then we have the November election that will be here pretty quick, won't it, Tom?
It's right around the corner, John. The politicians are all out there canvassing the neighborhoods. They're coming around door to door around here. So you know it's right around the corner.
Right, right. Well, we have a full-blown communist insurgency with many members of the United States Congress, mayors, governors, and the mass media, all complicit, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, that's very true.
Very sad that we have all these enemies and places of responsibility and doing the things they're doing. It's becoming more and more clear. I like the reporter, one of the mainstream, one of the main national TV networks. He's standing in front of a burning building. I mean, it's the building is completely engulfed in flames, talking about the peaceful protest. I mean, do they think we're idiots? Or, I mean, what's going on here? We're not idiots. Obviously, we know what's going on. And obviously, the need for emergency survival communications is becoming ever more clear. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets!
Leave me down. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. question, was that Colonel Hal Moore at the Battle of Idrang in Vietnam, or was that the U.S. Marshals in Portland? Fix bayonets. We're talking to Tom Berhill. We're talking about emergency survival communications. If you have a quick comment, we may have time for a quick response here. We're almost out of time. Well, Tom, you've been working with ham radio for more than half a century. You've learned a lot, and it became a career for you, didn't it, sir?
Yes, it did, John. I worked on commercial systems as well as ham equipment. I set up several repeater systems myself that I constructed from the ground up, and also worked some in the broadcast industry, AM and FM transmitters for radio stations. So I've done a little of all of it, and then I mainly focused, though, on manufacturing. But that ham radio experience really, really helped me with everything I've ever done. So it's if you get some young people involved in this, they'll soak it up like a sponge, and at a young age like that, and they'll learn quite a bit, and they'll be a force to be reckoned with when they're ready for the working world.
Right, right. Well, I've done quite a few installs myself, mobile units in cars and trucks, base stations. One time I placed 200 feet of coax inside of 200 feet of garden hose to protect it from squirrels, and I had to rappel down the side of a almost vertical cliff, 200 feet, tying off the coax with cable ties to trees as I rappelled down the side of the cliff. It was
a good
day.
A long run, John, of
it was heavy coax, too.
What is it? What kind was it?
I don't remember. That's been 25 years ago, but it was pretty heavy. I had it all coiled.
Yeah, 200 feet, we always used at least 7/8 heliax, so, and that stuff is super heavy. I mean, it's really heavy. You'd almost need a hoist to get it up 200 feet in the air.
Well, the hoist to bring it down was John Moore's shoulder. And
okay.
I got it there. It was a good day. It was a beautiful day in the Ozarks, and that installation was in place for decades before finally being dismantled. But it's a lot of fun. You meet interesting people, and you learn life-saving skills, don't you, sir?
You really do. It's great. And you can learn about electronics. I got involved in ham radio because I like to build things, and it was a great way to learn about the circuits and then actually construct the equipment, put it on the air to try it out, test it out. It was a good way to do that.
Tom, thank you, sir. We're out of time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
That's it for this hour. We're going to have Dr. Lynn Wilbert with us. Stay tuned.
The Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.